Yeah, hello. I was wondering if Santa Claus was about, please.
Please hold.
Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas.
Hello, Santa's laundry. If it's not red, we won't wash it.
I was after Santa Claus, please. Okay, I was wondering if I could speak to Santa Claus, please.
Not here, I'll transfer you. Hang on. Hi, hello, Santa's stable. Reindeer poo on your garden. Have you ever tried it?
Actually, maybe I should. Look, I was wondering if Santa Claus was there, please.
Let me put you through, just one second.
Hello, Santa's workshop.
Santa, it's Bear at 2&M. How you doing, mate?
Little Andrew Reynolds, Merry Christmas. How are you?
You know what? I'm not too bad. We're really looking forward to you visiting tomorrow, Santa. Busy night. I imagine you're in the midst of getting prepped up.
Yes, we are. You can possibly hear the elves in the background just finalising the last of the gifts and getting the sleigh all ready to fly.
How have the elves been going this year? Have they put their union together? That was the rumour that was doing the rounds recently, mate.
Well, look, they do have some great working conditions. And the union did come in and say they did need some more marshmallow and hot chocolate breaks. But, you know, we've accommodated as best we can and got everything ready to go.
I just want to make you aware, the Upper Hunter, it's been a bit dodgy as far as weather is concerned. Recently, I'm not too sure if you heard about it, we actually had some flooding down here. What happens with the sleigh when there's a bit of flooding about, mate?
Well, look, I was in the Upper Hunter just last week doing my lolly runs around the towns and seeing the boys and girls, and yes, I checked out the river systems and all, and it's looking good. And look, the sleigh does float, but normally we're above the ground flying anyway.
Well, that does help. You don't have to worry about the inflatables if you're flying, which is fantastic. And I was going to ask, because we are expecting a very hot day, looking like 32 degrees on Christmas Day, but you don't have to worry about Christmas Day. I was going to ask, what do you do as far as sunscreen's concerned? But all your work is at night, isn't it, mate?
It is. I get around during the darker hours. That way I don't burn, and, you know, by Christmas Day, Mrs. Claus and I are packing the bag and looking at taking a holiday for a little bit.
Everybody's always interested to know what happens with Santa Claus as far as dropping the toys off and that wonderful worldwide tour that you do, but what happens at the end of the day when you've finished and that last toy has been dropped off to that lucky kid?
Well, at the end of it, I head back home and take my boots off and sleep. I need to sleep a little bit. And then we head out in disguise a little bit, Mrs. Claus and I, and take a holiday.
Bali? Somewhere like that? The Southeast Asia? Have you had the opportunity?
I have been to most places for holiday around the globe, but this year, I can tell you, Hawaii.
We would love to encourage you to come around to the Upper Hunter. We've got so much to check out, Santa. We've got our wonderful wineries here. And, of course, we are the horse capital of Australia. So next year, maybe you'd like to have the opportunity to come and spend some time in this, you know, obviously anonymously here in the Upper Hunter.
Well, I will speak to Mrs. Claus about this over the next few months, and you just never know.
Any idea what I'm getting in my Santa sack tonight, by the way?
I do, but I can't spoil the surprises.
He's a company man, Santa Claus. Santa Claus, thank you very much for joining us on 2&M. You have a very safe trip and a Merry Christmas.
I will, and don't forget, boys and girls, head to bed early because I am on my way with my sleigh and reindeer, and you'll wake up to some great surprises tomorrow. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.